Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marv Thornberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting 7th. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Estrada moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Estrada moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Estrada scores. Robinson scores. Snyder moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Green reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek is 0-for-1 in the game. Dabek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estrada hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramos hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 4, Twins, 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Bert Cueto now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 3 in the game. Dobek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry, who is chasing the ball. Dobek reaches third base with a triple. Tuttle scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Stobbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt is hit by the pitch. Busby scores. Robinson moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's Orioles, 5, Twins, 5. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Robinson scores. Snyder moves to third. Brandt moves to second. It's 6-5, Orioles. Dick Williams pinch hits for Marv Thornberry. Bill Plice now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Snyder scores. Brandt moves to third. Gentile moves to second. It's 7-5, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Brandt scores. Gentile scores. Williams moves to third. It's 9-5, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hansen is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Triandos moves to third. Hansen moves to second. One out. It's 10-5, Orioles. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 11-5, Orioles. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing third base. Brooks Robinson now playing second base. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Jim Busby now playing center. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valdivielso strikes out. One out. Julio Becker pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.